A word for you from Luke 2 verses 8 to 11. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." Well, Christian and pagan alike know the story. From whatever religion people are, generally people know that Jesus was born in a stable. He was born in Bethlehem. They know about the angel and the shepherds. But let's have a closer look. Remember that these were very real human beings. This wasn't some cut-out card that looked beautiful. This wasn't something that was like a fairy tale. It was a very real situation. And Luke has made it clear right from the historical situation of Caesar Augustus, Quirinius, who was governor of Syria. God wants people to know that Jesus was born into a real world, into a situation where real sinners can be really saved. And so here is another wonderful situation. Just as God was working with the Lord Jesus being born in a place which one could say was almost accidental, but God had planned it from long ago, in a stable, not even in the inn. The inn was humble enough, but not even the inn had room for him. And so he was in a humble stable where animals were around. And so at that same time, in the same region, there are real shepherds, and all they were doing was watching their flocks by night. And in this situation, the angel of the Lord appears. One would have thought an angel should surely have appeared in Jerusalem. That's where the religious scene was. That's where the prayers were, in the temple, God's temple, for the Messiah to come. Why should the glory shine in a field, outside, in a rural area? That was God's plan. And the angel of the Lord appeared, and the glory shone around. And then the angel says, "Do not fear," because it was a very real fear. They'd never experienced something like this. And here's the message, the Christmas message: I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Now, for you and me living 2,000 years later, this is still good news, and it's for us.